other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks. Hour two. H.G. Wells was a globalist futurist writer. He didn't just write science fiction like War of the Worlds. He also wrote a book in 1939 titled The New World Order. When the struggle seems to be drifting defiantly towards a world social democracy, there may still be very great delays and disappointments before it becomes an efficient and beneficent world system. Countless people will hate the New World Order and will die protesting against it. When we attempt to evaluate its promise, we have to bear in mind the distress of a generation or so of malcontents, many of them quite gallant and graceful-looking people. And then the listener talked about an IBM ad that I have watched online that's airing on television where it says the strong and the smart aren't going to be the ones that survive. Look at this young, weak orphan with no parents. He is a child of the world. He will survive because he can change. If you can't change, you're not going to survive. And that's the system. Break up the family, brainwash the children in the schools, go after the middle class, go after the strong, go after those that are not dependent on government. And IBM is the most wicked company on the face of the earth. It is at the very heart of the New World Order. And IBM 4 years ago, for 2 years, up until 2 years ago, ran this ad where a young man, a leather jacket, real cool, real good looking, really studly, is walking through this grocery store, stuffing stuff in his jacket. You think, oh my gosh, he's arrogantly stealing. Boy, he's going to get in trouble. He walks through the cash register, a blue light scans him, scans his face scans him. He's walking out of the store. A security guard goes, "Sir," has fear on his face. The security guard does. The young punk arrogantly turns around and says, "Huh?" He says, "Sir, your receipt." And, selling us on face scanning, selling us on cashless society. It was IBM that had...
This sacred ground deserves my all, no less for God, for freedom's call. And if my life be laid down, let it be on sacred ground. It was purchased with the blood of patriots, consecrated for liberty, protected through the generations. Now the future rests with me. This sacred ground deserves my all, no less for God, for freedom's call. And if my life be laid down, let it be on sacred ground. Who will answer
Right, the warriors. Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, welcome back. 8 minutes and 14 seconds into the second hour. We do have a discussion of cloning and the horrible New Jersey law that passed last week. We need to recap this and go back over it. It's so important in the next hour. And right now, we're about to go straight back to your calls and then into a ton of other very important news. Right now, let's go ahead and talk to John in Virginia, I believe, is up next. John, go ahead. You're on the air.
Alex, I personally want to just take the opportunity to thank you for getting this message out. It's going to get harder and harder as time goes on. I think, Alex, I look at this as different. I think the die's been cast. I think the Rubicon has been crossed. I think there is no turning back at this point. They have told us that they can manipulate the Diebold machine. So all that we can do is prepare for what's coming.
They have calmly admitted that the three major voting machine companies are stealing elections, are run by the CIA, and they said it doesn't matter. The feds passed the $4 billion package. They're forcing the states to implement it. Nine states are postponing it for now because of massive protest. But you're right. If we don't stop the electronic touchscreen systems from going in, it is over. It is admittedly a fraud.
Alex, as a Christian, we know world government is coming. We know that. There's no doubt about it. We can sit back and be surprised at the laws they're passing. We can be surprised at the speed at which the laws are passing. and support the world government that the Antichrist will use to persecute Christians. I think people need to get their priorities in line, get ready for what's coming, get as self-sufficient as possible, get out of debt, get close to your loved ones. It's going to get nasty out there. Keep your face on God. Keep your faith, because that's what it's going to come down to. There is no avoiding, my mind, what we're headed toward. We're just now forming up the sides. That's all you're doing. The war started, my friend. The shooting just hasn't started. And there's a great post site out there called libertypost.org, and your name gets mentioned on it often. There are a lot of good brothers and sisters out there that are getting the word out, and anybody that is looking for information, I certainly would point them in that direction.
Well, let me just say this, John. There are a lot of people, and I appreciate your comments and agree with much of what you're saying. A lot of people, a lot of the so-called new neocon Christians are talking about now how there's going to be a good world government of Christendom, how there's going to be this good world leader who's going to help. I think you're going to see this antichrist form of Christianity rise to the forefront, and then when the real Christians are being arrested as, quote, being terrorists, a lot of these so-called Christians are going to be cheering as we're taken to the guillotines. Comments to that, John?
Absolutely. If you go to 2 Thessalonians 10, God tells us this: for those who have not received the love of the truth, God would send them a strong delusion that they would believe the lie. These people that don't see it can't see it, Alex. All that we can do is plant seeds and hope that the Holy Spirit moves in their lives. But right now they're deluded. And they can't for the life of themselves, they can't see it.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate that. I know this, though. Our founding fathers fought against tyranny and were successful. Many people in Africa thought it was the end of the world every time some dictator was slaughtering them, and it didn't happen. Christians in China for 50 years have thought that it was the end of the world and they were going to be raptured out. Many people in Nazi Germany thought the same thing. Many Christians in Russia were thinking that God was gonna pull them out of the middle of it. And Alexander Solzhenitsyn bemoaned this. He said, look, God gives you the tools and the backbone and the mind to fight this evil. And we've all got a job regardless. You know, duty is ours, consequences are God's, as many of the founding fathers said, and others have said it in a different ways. Robert E. Lee said it, duty is mine, consequences are God's. And if I see 10 street thugs beating an old woman to death, I'm going to not even think about it. I will instantly attack them. And I'm not bragging, ooh, I'm a tough guy. That's what upsets me, that's what scares me, is that I instinctively fight evil. There's no question of, oh, I've got so much courage, as people say I do. It's instinctive. It's my very core. I can't stand bullies. I can't stand wickedness. It disgusts me. It angers me. And yes, these so-called Christians that aren't concerned about all this and just think everything's, you know, honky-dory, I hear them going, oh, great, they're promoting implantable chips. That means the end is near. Good, I'll be out of here soon. I don't have to worry about it. Believe me, if you don't have a sense of duty and a burning desire to fight evil, folks, you're on the wrong side. Now, I will say this. What's different from Nazi Germany and communist Russia, or what Fidel Castro has done, or dictators in Asia, like Pol Pot, is that they really are putting in the national ID card. They really are putting in the cashless society control grid. They really are moving ahead with the microchips. They really are setting up the world government. They really are attacking real Christianity right now. This is very, very scary, and it is happening, folks. You cannot deny what's happening, okay? And, you know, to some atheist out there, they'll say, look, the New World Order has looked at Revelations, and they think, man, this is a great system of control. We'll use it. And they're saying, oh, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Well, regardless, and I'm not saying it's a self-fulfilling prophecy because I believe in God and I believe the Bible. But let's say it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. It doesn't matter. They're setting up the Antichrist system. So whether it's man or the devil, it's the same thing. Do you understand that? You can't cop out about what's being built, about what's being designed. There's no way to get around it. I mean, I've had people say, oh, I don't believe in God and the devil, so what's the big deal about Bohemian Grove? So you snuck in to Bohemian Grove and got footage of world leaders engaging in a satanic ceremony. Big deal, I don't believe in God. Well, the point is, even if you don't believe in God, would you let your neighbor walk your dog or babysit your child if they were a practicing Satanist? And let's say you don't believe in Satan. Well, still, this person, this predatory individual's mind identifies with this archetypal image, you know, of this totally wicked creature. I mean, don't you believe in evil? Well, no, you see, when you're a humanist or an atheist, most of them I've talked to don't even believe in absolute good or evil. You know, it's this moral relativism. So you'll tell me, well, no, I don't really believe in evil. But I bet if I walk up to you and hit you in the head with a ball-peen hammer and crack your skull, you're going to think I'm evil. You're going to say that was wrong. You're going to say that wasn't a good thing to do. So this is all part of the warping of the psyche. But before I go back to the calls to Randy and Kenny and Kerry and Barry and everybody else that's holding, let me get into the cashless society control grid news. I have quite a stack of it today, and I rarely even cover this now because I've made films about it. I've detailed it so much in the past, I have to remember to go back over it. About 6 years ago, I warned you that they would pull out all the checkout lanes and make you self-service checkout. Then they'll put in thumb scanners. They'll make you swipe your ID card to, quote, make sure you pay the national sales tax. But it's not really about just the tax. It's about knowing what you buy, knowing what you do, and bringing federal, and that means international, control down into every business and every company, large and small. This is out of the St. Petersburg Times today. A grocery store that practically reads your mind. This store doesn't need a conveyor belt at the checkout counter. Each shopping cart comes equipped with a computer so customers can scan in purchases as they load up. The smart cart knows what you've bought at the same store before. Its computer can display customer-tailored coupon offers, trigger TV ads beamed on plasma screen monitors as you pass by a chart, a path to items you cannot find, just like that movie Minority Report. Scales in the store not only weigh the price of produce, thanks to digital cameras, they can distinguish a potato from a pomegranate, then spit out the proper price tag. Retailers have talked for more than a decade of such innovations, but this future store is no longer science fiction. It opened last April in Rheinberg, Germany, near Dusseldorf. Safeway in Northern California opened 14 stores 2 years ago that do this. Okay, it's not just Dusseldorf, St. Petersburg, writer. It works, said Zygmunt Mitterdorf, chief information officer at MetroCorp, the world's fifth largest retailer. Consumer acceptance has exceeded our expectations. The Metro Group set up a working 14,000-square-foot version of its future store for inspectors at the National Retail Federation Convention here Monday. And it gets into RFID computer chips and products, pallets, and cases so they can be tracked from factory to customer and to your home. It talks about one big impediment until now has been Big Brother privacy fears, but it says critics say the chip attached to the package of Gillette Mach 3 razors could keep beaming its location all the way to the buyer's home. And it goes on and on. Okay, folks. Now, again, what does this do? This tracks everything you buy. It gets rid of the service. And it brings in the national sales tax, which is the national regulation taxation control system. We'll be back.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey Doris, great news. I now own my own home, free and clear, and I did it in less than 5 months.
Did you receive an inheritance?
Well, no, actually, I found a way to eliminate my mortgage without bankruptcy and without the need of going to court, and you too can do this legally, lawfully, ethically, and morally.
But Jim, I signed a note promising to pay back the loan. Isn't it wrong even if I could discharge the loan?
Doris, I felt the same way, until I took the time to learn the truth about money and banking. The most shocking thing I learned is the fact that no real money is ever loaned out. There's a dirty secret that the banks don't want you to know. And this is the basis of how I was able to discharge my own mortgage. I know this is hard to believe, but go to the website to learn more. Doris, get your PIN and find out how many Americans are finding financial freedom by having their mortgages eliminated in less than 5 months. Go to www.eliminatemortgages.com/liberty, just the way it sounds, and there's an S after mortgage. It's www.eliminatemortgages.com/liberty.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
They're building a system where if you haven't paid your taxes, you have unpaid parking tickets, you have bad credit, you won't be able to fly on an airplane, ride a bus, get a job, drive a cab, work at a restaurant. You won't be able to go to the grocery store if you're not a good globalist. If you've committed some crime, you won't be able to walk outside your house without face-scanning cameras going off. I mean, you talk about a Matrix-like system. You talk about a brave new world. You talk about a system that will allow government to oppress us to a level never before seen. It's happening. And I've seen Governor Ridge on C-SPAN. Again, say that your driver's license is really a national ID card with federal standards on it, a face scan, a thumb scan, a barcode, a magnetic strip on the back, and that to buy and sell, you're going to have to swipe that card, and everything you do is going to be tracked and traced. And you notice with the CAPS 2 system, which they've now implemented, they're saying that to get on an airplane, if you've got bad credit, maybe you're an environmental activist with no criminal record, maybe a leftist, a conservative. I have dozens of these articles, hundreds of these articles, where activists are being denied the capability to fly. They're just told, sorry, you're in the no-fly list. Homeland Security says so. That's the future, folks. And when the police pull you over, they'll know what you eat, who your children are, where you work, what prescription drugs you're on, everything. CAPS 2 stands alone, though, the feds say. A Homeland Security official denied on Monday that a proposed airline security system designed to color-code domestic passengers based on their risk of committing acts of terrorism will be merged with another program that fingerprints and photographs visitors to the United States. Folks, that's a global treaty. All the other countries are starting to do that now, too. That means when we go to a foreign country, we're in the system. It's global. And, of course, it's part of the CAPS 2 system. CAPS is part of Echelon, Total Information Awareness, the Matrix system. It's all part of the same grid. But don't worry. Some flyers could avoid extra security if they go ahead and enroll for a special ID card. See, take your ID card, be pre-approved, which is what Ridge already said. To have a job, we'll have to have it on our driver's license, what level of security clearance we've got to work anywhere. Airline passengers who voluntarily, see, it's voluntary now, submit to a background check to demonstrate that they are not security risk could receive identity cards that would exempt them from being routinely selected for extra screening at airports. Well, see, they're already doing a background check to decide if they're going to do that. A spokesman for the Transportation Security Administration said Monday. And it goes on and on. This is so serious. Everything you see going on in the airports is a beta test for outside the airports. Let's go ahead and take a call. Let's go ahead and talk to Randy in Minnesota. Go ahead, Randy.
Hi, Alex. Hello?
Yes.
Hi. What I wanted was, I need some documentation on this. We were talking about the lawyer for the NRA said they were always for registration and that.
Yes, about 3 months ago when they... we're having a federal case in D.C. The head lawyer for the NRA in that suit said that we're for gun registration and we support it. And we posted that for weeks on the website, had about five guests on about it, and it's on Infowars.com. It's on PresidentBennett.com, and it was also in the newspapers.
Oh, okay, because I brought it up at work, and I about got beat up by no, no way, no way. And
do you know how to use a search engine?
No, I don't have a computer, but I know people that do.
Well, you go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, and you type in NRA lawyer supports gun registration, and a bunch of links will pop up, and you can click through to the actual court minutes, the actual court record.
Oh, okay. That'd be great.
And then you just hit print on the computer, and it'll print.
All right, thanks. Ed, I just got three of your tapes here, and they're great.
Well, thank you for the support.
And
which videos did you get?
I got the Road to Tyranny, Police State 3, and Matrix of Evil.
What did you think of them?
Well, I'm only halfway. I got, oh, they're great, what I've seen so far. I went through the Road to Tyranny and halfway through the Matrix of Evil now, and fantastic, and I'm doing what I can to help.
That's awesome. Make copies, get them out to folks. God bless you. You know, I ought to plug my videos. It's been an hour and a half. I haven't done that yet.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in a USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
GCNLive.com. That's the website where you'll find out what's new at Genesis. GCNLive.com has updated information on how and where to listen to all your favorite Genesis programs. At GCNLive.com, you can obtain a copy of our AM and FM affiliate stations, what shortwave frequencies or satellites your favorite host is on. At GCNLive.com, you can print schedules of our programming to pass on to friends and coworkers. GCNLive.com is the website for all of the information you'll need to stay tuned in to the GCN Radio Network. GCNLive.com. Bookmark it today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, I'm going to blast through everybody who's been on hold, well, I guess the longest, Kenny and Kerry and Barry and Marcello and Bill. Then I'm not going to take any more calls because I want to finish up with a huge stack of really important news. I'll just give you basically the headline and then my analysis of the article that I went over. You can always go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and read all these articles for yourselves in detail. I am going to have a discussion of some of the new nightmare cloning laws that have been passed, particularly in New Jersey. We went over some of this last week, but we're going to go back over it because it's so important and most people aren't even aware of what's happened in New Jersey. I can't believe it, but I've got the bill here in front of me. So that is coming up as well. So you'll definitely going to want to be staying with us for that. But before we go back to your calls, I do want to encourage the listeners who haven't gotten my films. You just heard Randy in Minnesota talk about how impressed he was with Road to Tyranny and Matrix of Evil. He got Road to Tyranny, Matrix of Evil, and I think he said Police State 3, Total Enslavement. They're all over 2 hours long. Some are 2 hours, 40 minutes. They're amazing. They're fast-moving. It's just bam, bam, bam. All documented, globalists admitting their crimes, their own statements, their own documents, the structure of the New World Order, Patriot Act 1 and 2, the cashless society control grid. That's all in Police State 3, Total Enslavement. If you want to understand how the globalists carried out September 11th, in Oklahoma City, and the first World Trade Center attack as well. You need to get 9/11 Road to Tyranny. And, of course, you can't tell that story in 2.5 hours, so I made part two of that, Masters of Terror Exposed, which is a little over 2 hours long and just amazing and focuses mainly in on just 9/11 and all that evidence. And then I carry Eric Huffschmidt's great video about 9/11 Painful Deceptions. I carry Tito Howard's Loss of Liberty video about government-sponsored terror, trying to sink that Navy ship to blame it on Egypt. I carry a lot of other books and films by other great authors and researchers. Go to Infowars.com, go to PrisonPlanet.com, and peruse what we have to offer. The pro-gun t-shirts, the anti-tyranny t-shirts, the bumper stickers, the deception dollars. It's all about information. It's all about waking people up. That's what I traffic in. That's what I do. That's the thrill of my life, is seeing a mind unlocked. 90% of those that see my videos are waking up, folks. They're hardcore. They're unlike anything you've ever seen. So you need to get them. They're $25.95 a piece. I've made 10 films alone. They're $20 when you order three or more. That's why a lot of folks do the three-tape special, and they're always pleased. I don't know. Maybe there's been five people in 7 years that don't like the films. But 99% of folks like the films. 90% of those that see them wake up. You need to get these videos. Toll-free number to get the films, 1-888-253-3139. Again, that number. The operators are there 24 hours a day. I pay a pretty penny, so we have these 24-hour-a-day order takers. 1-888-253-3139. Or go to our secure online shopping cart at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to get the films, the books, the t-shirts, all of it. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action, stand up to the evil, get the films, get them out today. Now, for the next 4 minutes or so, we're going to talk to Debbie Morrow. Haven't had her on in about 2-3 weeks, to talk about protecting yourself by not drinking the poison water. Then we'll get to Kenny and Carrie and Barry and Marcello and Bill, and then get back into the news. Debbie, good to have you on for the first time in the new year.
Hi there, Alex. I know. I can't believe it's 2004, and here we are.
Absolutely. You know, I believe in the products New Millennium offers. You're great sponsors. You have top-of-the-line water filters made here in America. There is Prozac, Ritalin, female hormones from the birth control in almost every water supply. There's the nickel cadmium, the Grignard reagents, the lead, the mercury. It's all in there. Folks, once you've been drinking water out of a real water filter, I don't mean one of these pieces of junk they sell at the store, you cannot drink the tap water anymore. What are the new specials for folks that might want to stop drinking the poison?
Well, our January specials are good ones. I really like these. They're very affordable for everybody, Alex, and that's what I really like. We have the Berkey Light with the black Berkey elements in there, without the LED lights, and a generic Berkey sport bottle or a bottle of potassium iodate, and the total price is $199, which gives you a saving of $39.
Now, again, what do they get for that?
They get the Berkey Light without lights. It doesn't have the lights in the base, but it's the Berkey Light, and it comes with the black Berkey elements, the purification elements. And you know, the purification elements are so important because they take out so much dust.
Absolutely. And then what else do they get?
They get either a Berkey sport bottle or a bottle of potassium iodate.
Folks, that is a great deal. And again, the sports bottle doesn't cut, you know, everything out like the black Berkey. It just cuts out a lot of it. This way, when you're at the, you know, restaurant or at work, it does, what, 600 refills. You fill it up. And, you know, it cleans a lot of the trash out. And, you know, these are great little sports bottles. You get one of those or potassium iodate. in case it has a 10-year shelf life, in case there ever is a radiological or nuclear event. You take this, your family takes it, your pets take it, and it fills a thyroid full of good iodine, and that's the number one cause of death under a nuclear attack is from the radiation poisoning. So please take advantage of this special. This is one of the best specials I've ever heard of. Give folks the number, Debbie.
It's 1-888-803-4438.
And are there any other specials, or is that the special?
No, we have a couple other ones with it. If people, you know, that one's really good for people who don't feel they need the lights. If you'd like to get the lights with the Berkey light, which they're beautiful, and they have the rechargeable batteries, and they make a great night light or an emergency light.
And they run for 2 weeks off the rechargeable batteries. You can also buy the little solar panel to charge it during the day if you were going to be in, you know, survival conditions or wanted to put this at your, you know, hunting cabin or whatever.
Correct. But the special for that would be the Berkey light with the lights, and you get to choose either blue or white LED lights, and they're in the base. And you get either two generic Berkey sport bottles or two bottles of potassium iodate or one of each. And the total price on that is $259, which is a $78 savings.
Absolutely. Folks, these are good deals, and if you're procrastinating and are still drinking tap water and still giving it to your children, shame on you. I bought Big Berkeys from these guys. I bought it through one of their distributors and paid a lot more 5 years ago. I've got three of them now. Please take action. They also now make them in America. You can still get the units from them in the stainless steel case if you want made in England. But the Black Berkey element's even better. 1-888-803-4438. Debbie, thank you so much for all you do, and God bless.
Oh, thank you, Alex. Take care, and everybody have a happy new year.
You bet. Folks, that's a great lady, and they're great sponsors, and you're going right to the source, the big national distributor, well, the makers of the Black Berkey, 1-888-803-4438. All right, I want to just rocket through your calls, because I'm behind on the news. I've been doing a better job lately of getting to the news, and that's not happening today. I need to do that. Let's go real quick. Kenny, where are you calling us from?
Kansas City, Missouri, sir.
Good to talk to you. Go ahead.
As a vet, I had to be shocked this morning by my boss showing me a video being forwarded to him by his cop friends. It shows one of our helicopters overseas somewhere shooting a bunch of people, and, of course, the cops and my boss think it's all great. But as a vet, I'm shocked. It shows, you know, one of our Apaches or, you know, Cobra or something with a gunship shooting unarmed civilians, shooting people who were injured. And the thing about it, he's like, well, what's the big deal there? I'm like, well, one, the guys are unarmed.
Sir, let me stop you. Is this a video that troops brought back from the gun pod that has not been on the news?
I don't know, but I forwarded to you a tip at Infowars.com.
You forwarded a clip?
I just forwarded it. I forwarded it to you. So,
But is it a video clip?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I will have my webmaster, we're doing the update this afternoon and so this morning, Brent Vowars, I will have her post that.
But the thing
you're
about
telling
it,
me, is this a news clip?
No, it's just like you can tell it's done, you know, it's done with night vision goggles inside the actual cabin of, you know, the helicopter. You hear the two crew talking back and forth, okay, there's a target over there, fire at him first. Okay, there's one over there, he's wounded, he's like, him? Like, yeah, shoot him again. And so they just annihilate him. They destroy a couple of vehicles there. There's a guy waving a flag. They just destroy him. Nobody's armed. But regardless, I don't know.
Oh,
that
wait a minute. Is this from the first Gulf War?
I'm not sure where this is
yeah,
from.
Yeah, there's famous footage, and it was on the news where they're waving white flags and they're killing them, which is just horrible, folks.
The thing about it is, as a vet and as anybody that's learned the rules of war and engagement, I don't know that we have a weapon on any of our modern helicopters that you have any business shooting people with. They're too large of a caliber. That's the first thing I was taught. You know, you don't shoot people with a 50 caliber. You don't shoot them with a 20 millimeter Vulcan minigun or any of those type of weapons that are on a helicopter. And these guys, like I said, I don't see anybody carrying weapons. I see a guy injured, and they go ahead and just shoot him again and blow him into a million pieces. And like I said, just one first thing is the helicopter, to my knowledge, since maybe Vietnam when we had an M60 machine gun on there, which is a smaller caliber, I don't know of anything that we have any business shooting people with,
well,
much less unarmed people.
I will tell you, they used Vulcan miniguns and mortars and everything on ground troops. You were in the military. I wasn't. But from my family that was in flying helicopters in Vietnam and from everything I've seen on the Discovery Channel and History Channel, they do use those as an anti-personnel weapon. They're very good.
Right. I guess it's just that they're desensitizing people and they're treating it like it's a video game. I'm like, these are human beings here. And they're like, well, they're Al-Qaeda terrorists. I'm like, I don't know what they are.
Okay, well, they're saying that, then it's a modern video.
Well, I'm like, you know, these guys are unarmed. You're shooting them with a
weapon.
That is a
war crime.
Right. I mean, you have no business shooting it. The guy's injured, at least the way I know it. At that point, you're supposed to, like, let him be taken, captured, a prisoner, and take care of him and give him medical, you know, care. And you interrogate him, not, oh, well, he's still moving around shooting.
But see, now nobody can stand against the globalists, so why should they play by the rules of engagement? I just want to know how we're going to complain the next time this happens to our troops. Thanks for the call, sir, and I'll get that video posted. Very interesting. Let's talk to Kerry in Louisiana. Go ahead, Kerry.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Yes, I got a question for you. It's to go back to 9/11. Okay, we have all this videotape of 9/11 of the World Trade Center getting hit. How come there ain't any videotapes of the Pentagon getting hit? But all the tourists that run around Washington all the time, you don't see no tourists bringing a videotape of the Pentagon getting hit.
It's the most surveilled place on Earth, they say,
uh-huh.
The government says.
Uh-huh.
But they don't even have footage of a plane. They just have footage of a white-hot explosion.
Yeah, I've seen that on a videotape another guy had made. And also, this is the mindset we have in Louisiana. A friend of mine's been pounding the pavement trying to get the word out. So he stopped. He was at a store, and the guy walked up to him. And so he walked up to the guy, and he asked him, he said, do you own firearms? And the guy told him, well, no, because I got kids. And then my friend told me, he goes, well, what you going to do if somebody breaks in your house? He picked up his arms and flexed his muscles. So we kind of mindset that is for the rest of the world. That's if you think you're the strongest man in the world.
I know. Oh, I've got children, so I don't protect them. I mean, these idiots think you're not supposed to have a gun. Rosie O'Donnell and Oprah say, women, throw your husband's guns away. What you do is you put in an instant access pistol safe or a spring safe, and your child can never get that gun out, but you can get that gun in 3 seconds. That's what you do, folks. That's how you protect yourself. Or you simply sleep with your keys, by your bed and, up on the shelf away from your children. And if somebody busts in, you can grab it and open the lock. Or you simply have a locked closet. And once your children get old enough, you tell them, you don't get near the gun case. You don't get near the closet. I never broke the rules. And there were loaded guns in there. It's called discipline.
Yeah, I hear you. But maybe when the criminals come in, you say, wait a minute, time out. Let me get my keys and get my guns out.
Well, that's why, you know, I want to get a sponsor who sells instant access pistol safes. I've never sought one, but that's another product I believe in.
Uh-huh,
just like I believe in water filters. I believe everybody should have 2 instant access pistol safes. They're small. They'll go under a table. They'll go under a bed. They'll go under, whatever.
Uh-huh.
There should be one in at least 2 areas of the house for quick access. Thanks for the call. Every parent out there. It's not good enough to just have guns locked up in a big safe. You need instant access pistol safes. Buy them now. Okay, I don't want to start preaching here. Thanks for the call. Barry in Arizona, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you.
I want to let you know what I've been doing lately, and I've been up till like 4 o'clock in the morning like this past weekend, but I've been showing They Live. I've been showing clips from your videos, 9-1-1 Road to Tyranny and Police State the Takeover, and it's having a real effect on people, but it's scaring them, senseless, because, you know, when we have a discussion afterward and I try to offer solutions, to how to change certain things, they act like they're so afraid of these men in black that they're ready to wet themselves at the mere thought of taking a stand for themselves, you know. And so, you know, I had a conversation with you a little while ago when I called in and I told you that ever since you made that comment about how our government's not our legal government, I've been working to study and understand what that really means. I'm coming to some real conclusions about how we can improve our legal standing in at least that context.
Where are you showing the videos?
At my friend's houses and stuff.
Well, great. That's what the Founding Fathers did in the 10 years leading up to the Revolutionary War. It was called Committees of Correspondence.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Well, the thing is that, you know, I mean, that John Carpenter film, They Live, you know, I when you talk about archetypes and stuff, I mean, I understand these things very well, and I tell people, you know, you got to understand, this is almost what we are really, truly dealing with. So I'm trying to pass out the sunglasses, the special glasses, so that people can see. You know, but the thing is part of the obfuscation comes from, you know, the law. And I hear the music. Can you hold me over?
Well, do you want to get into a discussion of common law or what?
Well, no, what I want to tell you is, I went to register to vote, Alex. And what I found out is that I couldn't register unless I wanted to declare that I was a U.S. citizen. The statutory definition of U.S. citizen is a citizen of the
United States. Yeah, stay there. We'll let you finish up.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, I said I wanted to get through all these callers. Let's do it quick, because I want to get into some more news and then get the cloning guest on. Believe me, you want to stay tuned for that. This is incredible. But let's go back to Barry in Arizona. Yes, Barry, they've set up white-collar fraud, contract fraud, where when you sign the agreement to have a bank account, you waive your rights and allow the IRS to seize your bank account and waive your right to a trial. When you sign up for voter registration, you then go under the 14th Amendment jurisdiction, which isn't being a real citizen of the states of the original republic. You go under the District of Columbia and admiralty law. This is what they set up. And now with enemy combatant and all that, they're just being public about it. So, yes, that is all true. But, again, most of it's just color of law. We're free. We have a First and Second and Tenth Amendment and Fifth Amendment and Seventh Amendment and all of it because we uphold it, because we believe it, because we remember it. You know, so much of this is just possession is nine-tenths of the law. We must hold and, you know, control our own destinies and say no to the tyranny and just simply not go along with it. Go ahead.
Well, my solution, what I've been trying to get people together to do in my community is to assemble maybe 50 to 100 people and take on a very small task, which is to go to the county recorder's office, the election commissioner, and demand to be registered to vote as citizens of Arizona State or Republic, what have you, and just not capitulate, not just refuse to walk out of there until we have
well,
been...
Well, that's the key. That's the key, and thanks for the call. We've got to take over our city councils. We've got to take over our county commissioners. We've got to say no to land grabs, no to big bond packages. You know, if they want to raise money, just have a one-time fee. You know, a small town will raise $50 million to pave the sidewalks. And then, whereas it can be a one-time, you know, fee of every landowner, instead they do it in bonds, and you end up paying, you know, for, you know, $500 million instead of $50 million. It's a joke. It's a fraud. There's no reason to do this. Now, there's all sorts of stuff we can do. But to do that, we've got to stop the electronic touchscreen voter fraud systems from going in, which the feds are paying to have put in. Let's talk to Marcello in Canada. Go ahead, Marcello.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
Thank you. You mentioned that George Bush is just about to announce a new manned mission to the moon and also to Mars. And you've also commented on a past show that the original manned mission to the moon might have been a fraud. I was just curious, have you ever heard of a video called Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon?
Yes, I have. And what I've said is that I know we've got the technology to go to the moon, to go to Mars, to go all over the place, but I've seen evidence from NASA-released photos of them staging photos. So it's very confusing, and I don't really cover the issue because I can't prove it one way or the other.
Well, have you ever seen it?
Yes, I have.
What do you make of that clip where... he uncovered some footage that apparently was mislabeled, and it shows the astronauts manipulating the image of the Earth to make it look like it was much further away.
It's amazing, and you know, shadows going different directions, hash marks that are behind astronauts, lens marks that are behind astronauts, folks. That's impossible. A lot of bizarre behavior going on. But I have friends who work in the NASA program, and one of them told me, and he was shaking when he said it, he said, I can't say much, but we can't get film back because of the Van Allen radiation belt, so photos were staged because people demanded images.
Yeah, and every photo of the astronauts on the moon does not contain one single star in it. How could that be?
Very interesting. Very interesting. Thanks for the call. That's it for this hour. We'll come back with another short segment, cram some news into it, and then go to this interview, and then more news and info. Please stay with us.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available. Not yet.